or it won't get very far. Well, trusting someone or just gonna be war.
KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
Coming up on the Children's Hour, we're going to learn all about frogs and toads with the senior zoologist at the Albuquerque Biopark Zoo's Amphibians and Reptiles, Josh Butler. We will learn about the largest toad in the United States, and we'll find out about poison dart frogs. We have a lot of questions about these ancient creatures. We'll hear also from the kids in the Extinction Diaries. They have a warning about the shrinking populations of frogs. We've got great music on this show. Stick with us. The Children's Hour is a production of the Children's Hour Incorporated. We're a New Mexico nonprofit dedicated to producing high-quality kids' public radio. You can find our playlists and so much more at childrenshour.org.
It's time for the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.
Why did the frog and toad buy an electric car?
I don't know why.
Because they were going green.
It's time for the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.
Boom, mama, boom, baby, boom, mama, boom, baby, boom, mama, boom, baby, boom, mama, boom. Mama, Kili kili hone o kaua, iho o lali lali ka ili pupu mage kua o ma o ma ona. He kakali wale konai ka lohe ia ku ka na mele o ke au moe. A ume ume ia ka iho a kiki ko ele ka leo mi kololo hua. Kino hilo a mai a ike ia po ua lohe mau ia kana mele. Mana ki o vaile po na ina li ke ole a ike au ane ia nei. Ma wahu iki a ku o ka lumi moe o ui ke kulu kulu o ke au moe. Ha ina kapu anano ka makapu uku I pili hala ole te aloha. Kino hilo a mai a ike ia po ua lohe mau ia kana mele. Mana ki o vaile po na aina li ke ole a ike au ane ia nei. Ma waho ike a ku o ka lumi moe o ui ke kulu kulu o ke au moe. Ha ina kapu anano ka makapu upu I pili hala ole te aloha.
Putumayo Kids presents Hawaiian Playground. That's Kialii Richelle. And that's the Toad song. Kialii is from Maui, And the Children's Hour is heard every week in Maui on KAKU. Hello, Maui, Hawaii, out there in the middle of the ocean. This is the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. I'm so happy to be with you as always. We have so many great kids with us on Zoom. Hello, kids.
Hi, everyone on Zoom.
Hi. I am excited today.
And who do we have with us today?
Hi, it's Illuminata.
Hi, Deirdre.
Hi, it's Sam.
Hi, it's Daniel.
Hi, it's Evan.
It's Lucas.
Hi, it's Kate.
Hi, it's Lily Mae.
Hi, pals. It's Melissa.
Hi, it's Corbett.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, it's Maya Lou.
Hi, it's Max.
Hello, it's Kodiak.
You guys, I am so excited about the show today because we're talking about frogs and toads.
Yay!
We are all such big fans of frogs and toads, and we can't wait today to learn a lot more about them. We're going to have with us today Josh Butler. He is a senior zookeeper of the reptiles and amphibians at the Albuquerque Zoo. And we're going to hear from the kids in the Extinction Diaries about frogs. There's a lot of great frog music, including this one. Please, can we all sing along?
Five green and speckled frogs sitting on a speckled log, eating some most delicious bugs. Yum, yum. One jumped into the pool where it was nice and cool. Then there were four green speckled frogs. Ribbit, ribbit. Four green and speckled frogs sitting on a speckled log, eating some most delicious bugs. Yum, yum. One jumped into the pool where it was nice and cool. Then there were three green speckled frogs. Ribbit, ribbit. Three green and speckled frogs sitting on a speckled log, eating some most delicious bugs. Yum, yum. One jumped into the pool where it was nice and cool. Then there were two green speckled frogs. Ribbit, ribbit. Two green and speckled frogs sitting on a speckled log, eating some most delicious bugs. Yum, yum. One jumped into the pool where it was nice and cool. Then there was one green speckled frog. Ribbit, ribbit. One green and speckled frog sitting on a speckled log, eating some most delicious bugs. Yum, yum. He jumped into the pool where it was nice and cool. Then there were no green speckled frogs. Ribbit, ribbit, ribbit.
That's Miss Lynn from her CD called Outside the Lines. You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. And with us today on the show is the senior zookeeper at the Albuquerque Biopark in the Reptiles and Amphibians Department, Josh Butler. Welcome to the Children's Hour, Josh.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
We're excited you're here. We asked you to come on the show today because we wanted to learn more about frogs and toads. Everyone on the crew are pretty big fans of frogs and toads. And so I know we have lots and lots of questions from the kids on the crew. Let's start with Airdrie.
What's the difference about frogs and toads?
Well, if you're talking to a herpetologist, that's someone who studies reptiles and amphibians, they would tell you that toads are actually just very specialized frogs. For a long time, we always thought of toads and frogs as different classes or groups of animals. But now we have a better understanding that toads are really just specialized frogs. They tend to have shorter legs, and they tend to have, at least in North America and in a lot of places, they tend to have bumpier skin. And they also have the ability to survive in environments that don't necessarily have permanent bodies of water, like a lake or a river or a stream. That's why you notice lots of toads here in Albuquerque, for instance.
I always thought they were so different. Well, we have a lot of other questions too. Melissa, we're going to go to you.
What do frogs eat or toads eat?
Well, that's actually a great question because frogs and toads are almost entirely insectivorous. They are very important components of our ecosystem in that they do keep insect populations down. They eat a ton of insects. And if it wasn't for frogs and toads, we would probably be overrun with insects.
Wow. I don't feel like we see so many frogs and toads. as much as I saw when I was a kid. When I was a kid, if it rained, every puddle would have frogs just magically seeming to appear in it. And nowadays, it doesn't seem like that happens so much.
Well, I was going to ask a lot of your crew members if they've ever noticed toads in their environment, in their neighborhood. We have a species of toad here in Albuquerque called the Woodhouse's toad. It's probably our most common toad species. And very commonly, when it's raining outside, they will actually hang out right by the streetlights, and the streetlights attract insects, and the toads eat the insects. They've learned to go toward the streetlights and check out, see if there's anything good to eat.
Wow, that's amazing. So, crew, do you see any frogs or toads in your yards? Anyone want to jump in? Yeah?
No, but I see them near the river.
So I've actually seen toads in our backyard before, and we have dogs. So we have a dog named Tater, and he was trying to like play with the toad, but he doesn't really know his side, so he was like trying to like jump on it. And so we removed the toad and then put it outside our yard. And then the next day, the same toad was back in our yard, and we did the same thing again. We put it outside, and it came back. And so what we ended up having to do is just like scoop it up and go put it by the river.
What about that? Are frogs and toads territorial? Do they pick a home and then they want to stay there?
You know, it's kind of like with Lucas's case, that individual was very attracted to whatever was going on in his yard. He probably had some good bugs to eat, or one other really important feature for frogs and toads is the soil that they live in, especially toads here. Soil health is important to these guys, because when it's not raining and they're not outside, they're buried in the ground, and they tend to try and find areas that help them conserve water the best they can while they're underground. So there must have been something about his backyard that frog or toad really liked.
What makes a frog and toad not a lizard? Are they all in the same family?
Well, frogs, toads, salamanders, and Sicilians are all part of the class Amphibia. They're all amphibians. And one of the most common things about them is they do not have scales. Now, Sicilians, they kind of break the rule and have modified scales, but we're not going to talk about them too much today. They are still amphibians. But one big thing about all frogs, toads, and salamanders is that they do not have scales. They also have very permeable skin that they actually breathe through. And that's why water is so important to amphibians, because their skin needs to be moist for them to be able to breathe. That's one really big difference between frogs, toads, salamanders, and all the reptiles, is the presence or absence of scales.
Why do toads have bumpy skin?
So a lot of the bumps on the skin of toads is they are actually glands that are on their skin. And these glands serve different purposes depending on where they're located on the animal, and also between different species. Most of those glands help keep the skin moist, but a lot of them produce toxins that keep them safe from Lucas's dog, for instance. It makes them taste bad.
In fact, there are poisonous toads in the world.
There are. And I've actually got a special treat for you guys if you want to do that now.
Will you show us a poison toad?
Yeah, sure.
This is Josh Butler. He's the senior zookeeper in the Reptiles and Amphibians at the Albuquerque Biopark Zoo.
Okay, are you guys ready for this?
We're so ready. Oh, wow, that's huge.
So this is a Colorado River toad.
We've posted pictures to childrenshour.org. Look for the episode Frogs and Toads.
Also known as a Sonoran Desert Toad. And this guy has tons of bumps on his skin. He's got a really big one right here, okay? That's actually called the parotid gland. And this parotid gland is responsible for this toad being very poisonous. You'll notice she has lots of other glands spread out across her skin. And those glands also contain some of the poison, but they also do help keep her skin moist. These guys are the largest North American toad, and they are found down in southeast New Mexico, but also mostly in Arizona. And we do have a couple of these guys on exhibit in the amphibian building if you ever want to come check them out up close.
Josh Butler is the senior zookeeper in the reptiles and amphibians at the Albuquerque Biopark Zoo. And he's with us for the hour, and you are listening to the Children's Hour. This is Liam Lynch.
We're just two lazy frogs, laying on a lazy log. You might think we look the same, but we're not the same. We're not the same at all. I'm green and I'm blue. I don't like pizza, but I do. I don't like monkeys. I really like monkeys. I don't watch TV. Hey, let's watch some TV. We're both frogs, but we're not the same. We like different things and it's okay. Don't judge ya. Look by its cover, we're different from each other. Different, but it's okay. 'Cause I'm a Virgo,
I'm a Pisces.
I hop wherever I go,
I ride a five-speed.
I like eating bugs,
I like fruit.
I drink coffee from a mug,
I play the flute.
I have a little frog. His name is Fred. He has funny little hands and big long legs. He loves to jump and jump so high. And for breakfast, he eats flies. I have a little frog. His name is Fred. He has funny little hands and big long legs. He loves to jump and jump so high. And for breakfast, he eats flies.
If I could be a superhero, who would I be? There's so many to pick from. I could be anybody. But I think the tale that beats them all would be the one about the frog.
It's Super Frog!
I've got a cape blowing in the wind when I jump from place to place. I've got special eyeballs for underwater just in case. Hopping over trees and bushes, I can swim and dive well too. My tongue is long and sticky, so I can eat bugs and kiss you. If it's a rainy day, it's okay, I still like to play. How about a game of croak and cribbit? We'd have so much fun. Can you dig it? Super Frog, Super Frog, you never gotta go too far. Super Frog, Super Frog, it doesn't matter where you are. If you're hanging out on a lily pad or a bump on a log, and you need someone to play with, you can call on Super Frog. If you're trouble and you're coming my way, Super Frog, he's gonna save the day. Tell you what he just might do. He might have to pee on you, then you'll have warts. I eat my peas 'cause they make me strong and they happen to be green. I'm slick but I'm not slimy. I prefer to keep things clean. My day doesn't get too busy, just swimming in the sun. I can serenade a froghead or two. Life is so much fun.
As I slip back to existence, somebody calling in the distance. Super Frog, you're gonna have to clean your room and do the dishes. Uh-oh, Mom's calling, I guess I'm off to save the day. But don't you worry about it none, sweetheart, 'cause I'll be back again to play. I'll be hanging out on a lily pad like a bump on a log. If you need someone to play with, you can call on Super Frog. Super Frog, Super Frog, he's never gotta go too far. Super Frog, Super Frog, it doesn't matter where you are. If you're hanging out on a lily pad or a bump on a log, and you need someone to play with, you can call on Super Frog.
Children's Hour. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico-based educational nonprofit that is supported by listeners just like you. You can learn how you can help make kids public radio at childrenshour.org. Museum of Indian Arts and Culture and Museum of International Folk Art, divisions of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, support the Children's Hour. Learn more about both museums at newmexicoculture.org/museums. The Children's Hour can take your unwanted vehicle and turn it into Kids Public Radio. Learn more at childrenshour.org.
Come on in. Welcome to the sandbar, y'all.
Join us jumping tonight.
My name's Bubba. I'm a frog. A big, fat frog. People always ask me, Bubba, how'd you get to be such a big, fat frog? It's because of my favorite food, flies. Because you know you can have flies all kind of ways. You can have tandoori flies, fricassee flies, flies a la mode, Cajun flies with that little bit of en yon. Or you could have flies with fries. You could have flies in the fries. You could just have fried flies.
That's a lot of flies.
But you know what I really want? Is a date. Could you help me out?
Let me tell you about my froggy friend. He lives in the water and he lives on land. He's an amphibian. He lives in between. He's got a big mouth and his skin is green. Drop down when he swallows flies. His tongue shoots out. Oh, here they come. He's all right over the gums. His name is Bubba. He's a big fat frog. Been eating bugs all day here on this log. The sky is dark. It's getting late. He better croak loud if he wants a date. He's got long hind legs and like to be the champ of the Frog Jump Olympics down at Angel's Camp. You better keep those lovely legs out of view.
Why?
They're good for jumping, but they're tasty too.
Now just wait a minute.
His name is Bubba, he's a big fat frog. Been eating bugs all day here on this log. The sky is dark, it's getting late. He better croak loud if he wants a date. He can drink and breathe right through his skin. He's camouflaged so that he blends in. Out of Butterbay, who will respond? He'll join the choir down at the pond.
See, my name is Bubba. I'm a big fat frog. Been eating bugs all day here on this log. Well, the sky is dark. It's getting late. I better croak loud, 'cause I need a date.
He eats bugs for breakfast.
Bugs for breakfast.
He eats bugs for lunch.
Bugs for lunch.
He milkshake.
Bugs milkshake.
He puts bug butter.
Big fat dog, been eating bugs all day. On this log, where the sky is dark, it's getting late.
It's getting late.
Better croak loud, cause I want
Bubba the Frog is the Bungee Jumpin' Cows from their release called Rock Candy. Over the break, you heard James Scott doing the Frog Legs Rag. That's a 1906 recording. The Asylum Street Spankers gave us Super Frog, and that poem, Fred the Frog, is off a work by Judy Cranston. And way back when, we had Liam Lynch with Two Frogs. From Songs from Lynchland. You're listening to the Children's Hour. We're hopping on frogs today with Josh Butler. He is the senior zookeeper at the Albuquerque Biopark Reptiles and Amphibians. The kids have a lot of questions for him.
How does poison dart frogs get out the poison exactly?
Well, I know this is going to sound kind of gross, but you know how, like, when you sweat, your skin gets kind of wet? Well, your sweat glands are actually doing exactly the same thing as the poison glands on the dart frog. The glands are in the skin and they just kind of oozes out in very, very tiny amounts, but it's spread out over the entire frog. So because of all those glands putting out little droplets on the skin, that poison is basically coating the entire skin. And it's really interesting in poison dart frogs that when they get attacked by a predator, grabbed or what have you, those poison glands go into like hyper mode and will emit that poison really rapidly over the surface of their skin. So not only does this happen in poison dart frogs, but it also happens in toads in our own backyards. Those glands will emit the toxins and make them distasteful or make them feel sick or make them feel like it tastes like metal or just is bad tasting. So a lot of predators, when they go to attack or eat a poison dart frog, they get a really bad taste in their mouth and a really bad feeling in their mouth, and they'll spit them out. And this helps the poison dart frogs to survive.
So sometimes we go bullfrogging, and I caught this ginormous bullfrog.
No, I did. Well, we both did. And Max had a question.
And why are bullfrogs attracted to red?
Because when we go bullfrogging, we have a red cloth and we hook it to a string, tie it to a string, and go bullfrogging on a ditch.
And it chases the red string?
Well, it just grabs him like a worm or something,
like fish.
Uh-huh.
And it really just grabs it, and then we pull it out and then catch it.
Wow. I've never heard of that technique being used.
Wow, really? You're learning something from the children's hour.
Yeah, I am.
I wonder, is it more like a cat chasing a laser?
I think if you're using a string, it probably does look like an earthworm or a nightcrawler. And it thinks it's prey. And that's probably what it's going after.
Maya and Max posted a question in the chat. Is it called a bullfrog because it likes red, like a bull will go after red?
I've never heard that. I've always thought they were called bullfrogs because they're really big and their call is really loud and just booming. I've never really looked into why they've been called bullfrogs, but I always assumed it was size.
We're talking with Josh Butler. He is the senior zookeeper at the Albuquerque Biopark Zoo's Reptiles and Amphibians. And we still have a lot more questions about frogs and toads. We're also going to hear from the kids in the Extinction Diaries. But first, this is Kelly Welly, right here on the Children's Hour.
Noisy little guy keeps me up all night saying ribbit, 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 ribbit. There's a froggy on the front porch swing. She's a chatty little girl talking, talking to the world saying ribbit, 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 ribbit.
We want wanted to dig more into why bullfrogs are called bullfrogs. Is it, like Maya and Max wondered, because they love the color red and they'll chase something that's the color red? Or is it like what our guest thought, that they're just so big, they're called bullfrogs? Well, it would seem our guest is correct. The bellowing voice of a bullfrog, which is very loud in the summertime when calling for mates, is why they got the name bullfrog, kind of like a bullhorn, which amplifies a sound. Bullfrogs are a semi-aquatic frog. The large North American frog is native to eastern United States and Canada, but they have been introduced in the western United States and into other countries. The name has also been applied to other really big frogs in Africa, India, and South America. Bullfrogs need to live near bodies of still water. They breed in the early summer, and their eggs are laid in the water and hatch into dark-spotted greenish-brown tadpoles. Depending on the climate, the tadpole stage will last 1 to 3 years. Many bullfrogs are caught for food. When Maya and Max catch their bullfrogs, they just release them. You can see pictures of Maya and Max and their bullfrogs at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode page, Frogs and Toads.
Once upon a time there was a tiny tadpole who slithered to the surface of a tiny mud hole. Legless and armless, defenseless and harmless, swimming with the fishes he was vulnerable. But then he sprouted webbed limbs and a couple of lungs, till there was nothing but a bottom where his tail had once hung. An amphibious leaper with insidious peepers, bulging at a target for a very fast tongue. A bullfrog's tongue is wound like a whip, with a big hot nab of sticky glue on the tip. If you're an insect who's flying, watch out who's spying. He's a patient tongue slinger who shoots from the lip. A bullfrog croaks with the coming of spring, but it isn't like a birdie when you hear a frog sing. Though it sounds like he's retching, frog gets fine and fetching. He can't resist the pull of his mysterious ring. When bullfrogs croak, the sound will travel. When bullfrogs croak, all the froggets have to see. When bullfrogs croak, with guttural gravel, it's Mother Nature's way. I'm sure you'll agree.
Marvelous sight when he's sitting by a pond on a warm summer night. He croaks without stopping. Froggets come hopping from lily pad to lily pad beneath the moonlight.
When bullfrogs croak, the sound will travel. When bullfrogs croak, all the froggets have to see. It's Mother Nature's way. I'm sure you'll agree. At the end of the gig, when he's far up the creek, there's a smile on his face and a fly in his cheek. He lived till he was old, but when his body's cold, he's gonna hitch a ride to heaven in an old buzzard's beak. When bullfrogs croak, smell will travel. When bullfrogs croak, it finishes the circle you see. When bullfrogs croak,
Mother Nature's way. I'm sure you'll agree.
That was Zach Morgan with the title track of When Bullfrogs Croak. And before my little piece on bullfrogs, you heard Kelly Welly, Froggy on My Windowsill is the name of that tune. In the background, Hoppin' Black Toad is Lobo Loco. Right here on the Children's Hour, lots more about frogs and toads coming right up.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
Many thanks to the Outpost Performance Space for hosting the Children's Hour. Children's Hour is supported by United Way of North Central New Mexico. Support for the Children's Hour provided by New Mexico Arts, a division of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, and by the National Endowment for the Arts. Support for the Children's Hour provided by the City of Albuquerque Cultural Services Department and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund. The Children's Hour can take your unwanted vehicle and turn it into Kids Public Radio. Learn more at childrenshour.org.
There's a wind from the west, and it blows mighty restless and free, and you know that it's best if you go, for there surely will be trouble.
Okay, stranger, you don't know me, and I don't know you, but I'm telling you this, and it might be true. There's only one thing gets the cowboy down. It's the kind of trouble that we've got in this town. Frog trouble. Mm-hmm. When I'm walking along, minding my own business, they'll leave me alone. If you ask me how I'm doing today, I shake my head, I got two words to say. Frog trouble. And here's two more. Frog trouble. I've known about heartache and what it can do since the great frog rush of 42, when brave folks traveled from far and wide, and all of them dreamed and all of them sighed.
Frog trouble.
Frog trouble. That's what they said. Frog trouble. Seem confused by the things that I say. What is this frog trouble anyway? Come a little closer and I'll tell you, my friend, I don't know either. It's just pretend. Frog trouble. I made it all up. Yep. I've never met frogs face to face. I don't know any frogs on a first name basis. And it's hard to imagine what the trouble might be. But I like to say it importantly. Frog trouble.
Bad, bad.
Frog trouble. So you don't know me, and I don't know you, but I'm telling you this, and it might be true. There's only one thing gets a cowboy down. It's the kind of trouble that we've got in this town.
Frog trouble.
It's been pretty rough.
Frog trouble.
You gotta be tough.
Frog trouble.
Oh no, just what I need.
Trouble.
Another frog stampede. Frog trouble.
Frog trouble.
Frog trouble.
Frog trouble.
Frog trouble.
Frog Trouble is the title track from Sandra Boynton's CD. You're listening to the Children's Hour. Our guest today is Josh Butler. He is the senior zoologist of the amphibians and reptiles at the Albuquerque Biopark Zoo. The kids have a lot more questions, but we only have a little bit more time. Go ahead.
How many species of frogs and toads are there in the world?
Currently, there are over 7,300 species of frogs and toads in the world, which is actually really amazing because when I went to college, there was only about 6,300. So a lot of new species have been discovered just in the last 10 years.
In a way, it's wonderful to hear that we don't know all the different species on our planet and that there's still more to discover. And in other ways, I worry that the reason you're finding out there's more species is because humans are going into more and more wild places. Is that part of what's happening?
Yes. There's also a trend in science where scientists will look at a species of frogs that has a really large distribution, and they'll start looking at their genetics. And so a lot of the species that we've discovered, we've already known them for quite a long time, but because of the genetics and the phylogenetics, that's the study of relationships between species, we found that some of those species of frogs that really had large distributions are actually like three or four different species.
Have frogs been around since the dinosaurs?
The hard part to answer that question is frog bones and amphibian bones are not very thick and robust. So a lot of them don't hold up to the processes that make fossils. So there's a lot of guesswork in that. They are considered to be the early ancestors of reptiles. So amphibians have been around a long time. It's been hard to point out exactly when they came about and how diverse they really were.
How do you become a zookeeper?
It definitely takes a passion for working with animals. You have to kind of get over the picking up the poop. That is part of the job. But it also requires, paying attention in school. I did go to school for a biology degree in college. And it takes a curiosity. You've got to pick up some books and learn about this stuff, sometimes on your own. There's just a ton of stuff to learn out there if you really just kind of set your mind to it. So definitely stay in school, work hard, learn about your animals that you're interested in, and you'll find an opportunity somewhere.
Josh Butler is the senior zookeeper at the Reptiles and Amphibians section of the Albuquerque Biopark Zoo. Thank you so much for taking the time and being with us on the Children's Hour today.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
A frog named Sam, he had a problem. He didn't like the water.
Sam didn't like the water.
He went to the city. He had a quarter. Sam took his quarter and left the water. Sam, a frog named Sam, he didn't like the water. He left for the city with his quarter. He liked to sing real low. That frog named Sam, he liked to sing. He liked to let his spirit show.
He said,
boom, 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 de boom. Ribbit, ribbit, croak, boom, boom, boom.
He said,
boom, 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 de boom. Ribbit, ribbit, croak, boom, boom, boom.
Sam got a band, put on a show. People and frogs came to hear Sam sing. Came to hear him sing real low.
He sang, boom.
Boom, 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 boom.
the show. Sam wondered where to go. He missed his friends. He missed the water. Sam, Sam, he liked to sing. He liked to sing real low.
Back in the pond, they all sang about the water.
Extinction Diaries. In June of 2019, scientists warned that frogs were rapidly heading for extinction. An estimated 2,000 species, 40% of amphibians, face extinction in the next two decades. Already as much as or more than 50% of all amphibians have disappeared since 1970. Deforestation, pollution, and pesticide use are all major human-caused factors. Also, frogs and other amphibians are being attacked by flesh-eating diseases that are spreading by global wildlife trading. For decades, scientists have warned that specific chemicals used in logging and landscaping was turning male frogs into female, yet regulatory agencies and the logging industry have only resisted logical, insane action. We cannot let the voice of frogs become silent, or humans will find ourselves facing the same outcome. Forever. My name is Arnold Oliveira, and this is a Small World Radio production.
Folks, we have a special song we'd like to play for you right now. It's one of our favorites. Well, we hope it's one of yours. It's a song about the color green. It's not easy being green. Spend your days the color of the leaves. When it might be better to be red or yellow or gold, or something more colorful like that. No, it's not easy being green. You blend in with so many ordinary things. People tend to pass you by because you don't stand out like flashy sparkles in the water or stars in the sky. But green's the color of spring. Green can be cool and friendly like. Green can be big like an ocean, tall like a mountain, or important like a tree. When green is all you can be, it can sure make you wonder why. But why wonder, why wonder? And green is, it's all right. It's beautiful. And it's what I want to be.
You just heard Rex Hobart and the Misery Boys right here on the Children's Hour from The Bottle Let Me Down with Kermit's song, It's Not Easy Being Green. A Frog Named Sam is the title track from Ben Rudnick and Friends release. You are listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone, and I have learned a lot about frogs and toads today on the program, and I hope you have too, but there's always more to learn. We've posted links and pictures and a lot more information to childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Frogs and Toads. But frogs and toads need our help to survive. There are things that we can do in our own backyards to create amphibian-friendly environments, like providing clean water, hiding places, and insects to eat. And that means not using pesticides and insecticides all over your yard. We can also not pollute, and it's really important to be a responsible pet owner. That contamination that gets in our waterways from our dogs' and cats' waste is actually toxic for the animals that live there. Please scoop your pet's poop. And to help the frogs, conserve water wherever we are, whether at home, school, or work. And we all need to address climate change by reducing our own personal use of fossil fuels, like oil, coal, and natural gas. That means turning off lights and electrifying everywhere you can. Think of the frogs and be an amphibian champion. You can learn more about frogs and toads at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Frogs and Toads, and there you can find our full playlist. We're going to go out with one more. This is Animal Sticks from Tween Kids Club Set 1 with Toad Rider. We'll catch you next time for another edition of the Children's Hour.
Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
Many thanks to Josh Butler, Senior Zookeeper of the Reptiles and Amphibians at the Albuquerque Biopark, for being with us on the show today.
We also want to thank the kids from the Extinction Diaries.
Today's show was written and produced by me, Katie Stone, with production help from Sarah Gabrielli and Daniel Lentz.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour, or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.